Dave, the season's finished. We've completed the season in 12th place, 8 points below the playoffs. From a chief exec's point of view, what's your view of the playing season?
It's been a very interesting season. It's the first time I've actually been chairman of a football club for a start, and I've thoroughly enjoyed the experience of it. In terms of the season, it didn't pan out in the early part of the season how I expected it to be. I think I've said before at the forums I wasn't expecting to replace the management team so quickly. But situations change, and those circumstances came through, and we had to secure new management, which obviously is a huge disruption to everyone at the football club, from the board, the supporters group board, the playing staff, everybody associated with the football club. So that was a massive, massive upheaval that was bound to affect the performance on the pitch. But we've got a new management team in, and I think just looking at some of the statistics, I think Martin's first period in charge, I think he came through with an average points per game about 1.31 points per game. Then we had Phil and Gaz take over for three games. They ended up with an average of 1.33 points per game. And then Tommy over the end of the season has actually come through at a very similar ratio, about 1.31. So you could argue that Phil and Gaz had the best performance of the season in the three games they were in charge. I'll not let that go to their heads too much. I think the key thing I want to focus on is, huge change on the pitch. Management team gone, coaching staff gone. Changed in staff, lost players, have to find players who want to come, players with the right attitude, the right behaviour, the right commitment and understand what Darling Football Club is about. And Tommy's done a fantastic job in securing those. And I think, we made good money on our transfers. That was important given the debt position. But also that the players we brought in, I think have improved the squad. The stat I like to look at is what happened in our last 15 games. We won 7, we drew 5, we lost 3. That's 26 points. That comes through at an average of 1.73 points per game. And that's when Tommy had his settled side in place. He had a new style of football in place. It takes time to do that. We've become less more reliant on the long ball. We're playing from the back, playing through the thirds, playing attractive football. And, if you extrapolate the 1.73 points a game across a 42-game season, we end up with 73 points in fourth place. That is obviously the standard for me for next season. We must be in the playoffs. I think with the settled squad we've got and some additions in to support where we need to, then I think we've got a great chance of going there. So first season in charge, tremendously exciting, has its highs and lows, but I'm very satisfied at where we've ended up at the end of the season. Ironically, given the way some of the sides stumbled towards the end of the season, if we'd won our three last home games against Boston and Eton and Southport, where we picked up 1 point out of a possible 9 against teams that didn't qualify for the playoffs, we would have finished in a playoff spot. But to be honest, we're not ready. We've got to get the finances secured and stabilised off the field. And I'll talk a bit about that later on. But I think that I'm very content for where we finished. There's a lot gone on, both on and off the field this season, but I'm sure that we'll cover that in the next set of questions.
This is the time of year when all the numbers are crunched and we're all on Excel spreadsheets and what if this happens, what if that happens. Without putting a figure on it, how much financial support can you give Tommy in the transfer market during the summer?
That's a good question. I think we have to give him support, and also there's a couple of things. First, I'd like to comment on the Boost the Budget scheme. Our plans are absolutely amazing. Firstly, praise has got to go to the supporters group, Darlington Football Club supporters group, Chris Stockdale, the chairman, and their board. They've been re-elected this year. I've got to say, firstly, that working with this board has been an absolute pleasure. We now have very clear lines about who's doing what. The board are getting more responsible and more involved in the day-to-day issues that affect the football club. And when we talked about Books the Budget, we put forward a target of 60, because that was 20,000 more than last year. You heard me speak at the fans forum, I wanted 100k. Well, we came through at 85. I think we're close to where I was than they were, but ultimately that's down to the fans. It's been an absolutely tremendous achievement. If we look back at last season, the fans, there was 179 supporters, raised 41,000. That's, if you look at how many fans were attending the games last season, that's about 10% of the fans involved in contributing to a football club. This season, £86,000 has been raised by 419 supporters. That's 29% of our attending fans. That is pivotal. If you think about it, for a funnel model to be successful, you can't have 10% nor 29% of people being prepared to contribute to the, you know, the financial upkeep of a football club. Obviously, people coming to the turnstiles are contributing, but if we want to compete, we need more than 29%, but it's a huge, huge increase, 33% increase in the space of a season. And actually, it's more than that. I was talking there about the early bird season tickets, 33% increase in those. But the increase in boost of the budget has been huge. You know, from 179 supporters to 419 supporters, going from 10% to 29%. I'd like to set up at 40 to 50% next year. That's the kind of level of involvement we need from the fans. More people contributing to the financial income of the football club, which will give us the budget to compete at a higher level. But fantastic progress this year, and full credit to the fans. £85,000 is huge. If I'm being honest, we were now working through the finances with Chris and I, looking at the finances, and John Tempest looking at the finances in detail. And we've set some very realistic ambitions in terms of what we expect from pre-season friendlies, what we expect from commercial income. And we've drawn a budget up that gives us a finite amount for playing budget. I don't want to put those figures out in the public domain, because obviously competition can look at it, but also I don't want our fans going, you know, just thinking, why, what's the figure that's level four without seeing the full P&L. Needless to say, we will set a challenging budget, we will set a realistic expectation, but we'll also set, give Tommy the funds to compete. And now that fans are computing 85,000, I was banking on 60 going in, there's additional 25,000 on top. We are readdressing that budget now, and we'll come up with a figure that'll allow Tommy to bring some talent in. Obviously, players will move on as well, but we need to refresh the squad, we need to improve where we're weak, but Tommy will be able to go out and bring some players in and give the, hopefully give the fans a very, very good squad that'll be able to complete and see us in a playoff place all season.
It'll also help if home gates increase, won't it? Because the average this season has been roughly about 1,500, which I suppose is a little bit on the disappointing side, considering that when we were at Heritage Park, we were hoping that gates would increase on the Heritage Park level. Instead, they've slightly decreased.
Yeah, that's true. Gates have come down by a couple of hundred fans a week. That's huge. One thing we will be doing next season is we're holding prices, admission prices. I put them up £2 last year because I needed a quick way to bring income in, because the club was on a very, very poor financial footing. Without that £2 coming in, I think we'd have been in difficulty. There's an argument that says if you got the 1,700 in, would it offset the £2 increase? I needed guarantees so I could look at my P&L cash flow forecasts and determine what we needed to do. So prices will be held next year. I'd love to see the crowds around the 1,700, 1,800 mark. That makes a massive, massive difference to football clubs in terms of its cash flow and its profitability. So hopefully with a team performing at the top end of the league, playing attractive football, we can get the 1,700s, 1,800s on an average day and the 2,000s on good days. And once we get back to those levels, then the cash flow and the profitability becomes far more successful for the football club and gives us a much greater footing.
Are you hoping that any new fans that come along in the pre-season friendlies will want to come back? Because during the season, we've improved the fan experience by erecting that additional seated stand.
Well, there's a couple of things I want to comment on that. First of all, I alluded to the early bird season tickets. You know, I think last year we sold 338, this year about 450. We're up 33%. Great progress in a year. That's, you know, fantastic. More and more fans putting forward for early birds. I think they can see what we're trying to do as a football club. There is a good vibe around the football club at the moment, and long may it continue. The more fans we're getting behind the early birds gets us cash through the door early on. It's a vital part of our cash flow for the season. That's one thing. But during the season, let's not forget, you know, our fans invested and paid for a new stand. That's up. And that stand's going to be a fantastic part of matchday experience. It takes our seated covering about 600 covered seats now. And also, we'll have family areas in there. There'll be, you know, juniors come in for under-11s getting free. There's all kinds of issues there. We're trying to, you know, open the club to a wider fan base. You know, the forming of the Quaker Club this year, the school's involvement with Jeff Gill, the school's have been fantastic. That all needs to be done. We need to be getting crowds around 1,800 each week, you know, and then pushing on beyond that. But we also need to attract the next generation of fans to Darlington to start having, you know, all the kids coming through and enjoying a pleasure master experience. We've actually, in this season, we've also taken on a sports liaison officer in Dave Collins. Again, he's starting to look at things like catering, match experience, all that needs to be improved. But across the park, we're trying to improve the quality in everything we do.
It's also worthy of note to say that the fans have raised over £1.1 million in 6 years. It's an amazing performance, really, isn't it?
Phenomenal. And that's why when I look at this football club. That's why I joined this football club. The latent potential of the football club. It's a football league club. We need to be back in there, but we need to do it sustainably with the right budgets, with the right control behind the board. And you know, it's a question of when we get back, not if we get back. And I'm working very, very hard to ensure that we get the revenue streams in that enables us to compete at the next level. And then once we're in the National League, how we get from the National League back into the Football League.
How important is the newly created academy going to be for the football club?
That's huge. You know, I think if you look at across the footballing world, I mean, teams like Crewe have done it successfully for years. I mean, you know, Dario Gradi, etc. Identifying young talent, developing young talent. Look at Bury down the road. They've had a conveyor belt of talent come through, and players have gone on for millions of pounds. This is key for us. We need to identify that talent and ensure that when we identify the talent, nurture, develop, train that talent, that we can, you know, then come on to play for the first team and hopefully, you know, go on beyond the first team. In Tommy, you see there's a manager who recognises the and gives youth its potential. We've got Mitchell Glover there now, who signed his contract, which is great news. Mitchell played a full game down at Stockport last game of the season, and I'm sure we'll see more of Mitchell. And, you know, at 16-year-old playing, then, you know, this level of football is phenomenal, and it's a great advert for other youngsters looking on and saying, "Wow, you know, we've actually brought on two of the youngsters on Saturday." Unfortunately, the linesman did them out of their opportunity to actually kick a ball, but again, two young kids come out the pitch making their debut at Stockport County. It was great for them, great experience for the day for them. But that's, if you think about it, yes, we'll identify players, yes, we'll develop them, and yes, we will sell them at the right price and with the funds going in the football club. We've got to continue doing it. It's the lifeblood of every club in the lower echelons of the Football League and the leagues below.
As a club, we're very good at doing some things. What sort of things do you think we can do better?
I think commercially we can do better. You know, this is an area I'm disappointed in. We need greater corporate involvement in Darling. You know, Darling's a town, needs a successful football club, and we need to take that message to the business community. Simply put, we need more sponsors. I mean, EBAC have come on board this year. John and his team are great sponsors for this football club, and delighted to be involved with them, particularly with their community-based ethics and charitable work. But we need more. We need some more advertising boards. We need to... We need better corporate hospitality. We need full coverage of match day and ball sponsors. We need bigger crowds. We need greater community involvement. Everything on that commercial front needs to drive more revenue. You know, I've been around some of the, you know, other clubs in our league. They're nowhere near have the potential of Darling Football Club, but they are doing better commercially in certain areas than we are. That's something we've got to learn from. It's something we've got to address. And when budget permits, we're going to have to invest in someone who can deal with the commercial aspects of this football club and start driving the revenue.
Finally, from your point of view, what are the club's aims next season? Finishing the playoffs?
Absolutely. You know, we will give Tommy a budget to work with that he's happy with and he's confident with. We've been in discussion with him for some time. We will give him the budget to compete with a squad that should be in the playoff positions. Come the end of the season, I'd like to think we're sitting there all season. You know, there's been nothing. I've been scared of nothing in this league, and there's been some big benefactors. If you look at the backers of Salford and Harrogate and Brackley and others, you know, they've got money to burn. I tell you now, the last 15 games, I've been scared of nothing in this league. Anybody can beat anybody on their day, and we've got a squad with players, talented players who are scoring goals, and, you know, and our back four. Look at the age of our back four. You've got Luke, you know, Trotz is 20, Percy's 20, Josh 21, Ben 22, Tez a veteran at 28, then you've got Dom and Brownie a little bit older. But, you know, look, what's the average age of our back four has been about 22-year-old in the last half dozen games, and we've been keeping clean sheets. And we've got, you know, youth and experience in midfield. I think we need strength up front. I think we've alluded to that. But we should be definitely in the playoff positions all season through. A little bit of time to settle down, but the team need a good pre-season. Obviously, heading out to Eindhoven, great for the fans. I'm going out there. Hopefully, the fans will join the players on an evening. We'll have a few beers in Eindhoven. You know, some good pre-season friendlies, but the lads want to be come out of the blocks firing really quickly. Just an interesting point. I'm currently in negotiation with a couple of education authorities around supporting us, a couple of universities, to be honest, supporting us in all aspects of the football club in terms of sports nutrition, sports science, injury rehabilitation, physiotherapy, but also looking at other things such as hospitality, such as media support, such as digital marketing, such as merchandising, everything across the piece. A couple of universities have been involved with big football clubs before. want to get involved with Darlington Football Club, so that might be interesting to watch in the future. Further meetings on that in the next few weeks. But if I can bring in help that costs us nothing, that can help us, you know, avoid paying costs out elsewhere, then fantastic. But also it's more about continuing the development of, I want our players to be the fittest in that league, I want our players to have the quickest injury recovery, I want our players enjoying the football on the field. And when we start winning games and fans start coming back, it drives the right commercial revenue of the football club. So yes, playoffs. I know Tommy's desperate for a cup run. I don't want a cup run. I've said this season I want a cup run and we didn't get one. We haven't had one for 5 years, so I'm going negative this season. Let Tommy be the positive and I'm going the other way. I don't want a cup run. But every time Tommy gets us through a round in the cup, I'll be telling him off. But no, seriously speaking, cup run would be great. But ultimately, we haven't factored one in our budget figures. We are budgeting prudently. Playoffs are an absolute must for us, and it gives me another 12 months to work on all the issues around the sporting village and where our future is going to be and what the best commercial deal is for Darlington Football Club.